Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Oh, fellow foodies, when they say raise your expectations, that indeed is an authentic statement, because where else are your expectations going to be as a mile high than right here at our broadcast location this Saturday for this week's edition of On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting from the heart of happy hour here at the PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol Resort and Spa, and the red carpet has been rolled out for us, friends. We have got the Violet happy hour beginning in just about an hour. Aaron DeFeo, world-class mixologist, is going to be joining us here to talk about libation trends here in Southern Arizona. We're going to be talking to Kevin Brady himself, the maitre d' and the director of wine at the PY Steakhouse, who's going to talk about all the great things they have planned for the entire summer. He's going to be wetting your whistle. In fact, Aaron DeFeo's already done that. He's made us a cocktail. We ordered a simple Manhattan, and he says, oh, no, contraire, we don't do anything simple here at the PY Steakhouse. He made something called a Yankee, which we're going to be talking about in just a bit. But before the fun really, really gets going, we're going to get warmed up and get all cozy with our celebrity co-host of the week. He is one of our favorite guys in this community, fellow foodie and software designer himself, Mr. George Jensen.
Really great to be here, Matt. Thank you so much for having me, and particularly thank you for having me out here to Casino del Sol. I did not know what to expect coming out here, and frankly, every moment we've been out here has been one pleasant surprise after another.
You know, that's what I love about this place, you know, and I want to sort of debunk this myth that, you know, to go out to the Casino del Sol, you've got to make a commitment because it takes so long to get out there. I was pleasantly surprised, and in fact, I am every time I come out here.
Google was wrong. They told me 30 minutes, and it was 25, and traffic was actually a little bunged up. It would have been 15.
It would have been 15. Anyway, it's a delight to have you out here, and you're certainly no stranger to On the Menu Live, because, you know, to try to cast what George Jensen does for a living is one of the tallest orders I think I've ever come across. But you and I got to know each other quite a long time ago over actually some New Orleans food, and I want to talk about some Big Easy cuisine with you in a little bit. But
I spend a lot of time there, so it's one of my favorite topics.
Absolutely. But you actually built the website for On the Menu Live.
I did, in fact. That's my main occupation as software designer, and so from the start of On the Menu Live, it was, George, I need a website, and I can make you a website.
Yeah,
so,
what we love about the website is you've made it so interactive. And, you know, people think that they need a website and they think it's just kind of a glorified Yellow Pages design or an ad. And some of our listeners are probably wondering, what's Yellow Pages? What does that mean?
Yeah, but you've
built a site that lives and that breathes and it's interactive, and you can listen to all of our old shows and you can get photos and learn about our sponsors and sign up for our mailing list. I mean, what kinds of things go through your mind when someone comes to you and says, George, I think I need a website?
Well, really, my forte is the function of the website, and you kind of hit it when you said Yellow Pages. That's the starting point.
Right.
The beginning website is really an electronic presence. It's a website that's your business card or your brochure. That's level one. That's the start. But you needed more, because your brochure needs to say, I've done all these great shows. If you're thinking about listening, maybe you want to go back and listen to one of them. Or if you're thinking about becoming a sponsor, maybe you want to hear what I've done before. We want an archive of everything we've done. And so, literally, you have a podcast of every one of your shows with a little bit you've written about it and some photographs on there on the website, easily accessible. You can play them. At the same time, if you want to hear what we're doing right now, you can play the radio live from the website as well.
You can do it. So, you know, we've got listeners at last count, George Jensen. I've got listeners in 23 states. In fact, there's a chef in Sydney, Australia, that told me that he never misses a show, and he goes right to onthemenulive.com to listen. It's fascinating.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, it's what a wonderful thing the net has been for opening things up. One of my other things, I do some volunteer work for Arizona Public Media. In fact, they just taped me 2 days ago for some television stuff, but I also do their radio fund drives. And I was talking about the classical station, and a large group of their listeners are in Japan. And it's all over the internet.
Wow. And that's how it works.
That's absolutely
the vision. So if people want to learn a little bit more about your work with website design, with software design, for really the multitude of things that you do to keep you busy every day, how can they learn more about you?
Well, the easy way to learn about me is to go to On the Menu Live and just scroll down to the footer. And down there you'll see the website is designed and maintained by Jensen Consulting. Click on that, you'll get to georgejensen.com. And georgejensen.com really is all about the software design I do. And websites is only a part of it. The majority of what I do is enterprise design for custom databases. If you are If you are a small company for which there is not some off-the-shelf software that does what you need it to do, if you need a custom solution, I'm your guy. And I do that for a number of clients locally. I do that for clients around the world, actually. I have clients in Guam using my software.
I love it. And you've actually built the website for and run the software for the National Association of 7-Eleven Franchisees.
That's correct. And that's a client you and I share in common because you do some work for the National Coalition. It's the National Coalition of Associations of 7-Eleven Franchisees. You're not able to say that three times fast, but they're currently headquartered in Tucson. And that is the group that has all the franchisees of all the 7-Elevens across the country. And so they do an annual convention. The website I built for them and the software I does manages all that, prints all the badges, it handles all the registration, et cetera. So it's a very deep and wide custom database. And it's the sort of thing that I absolutely love to do for clients is build a custom solution to make their software worries go away.
I love it. All of my worries just went away. As soon as I walked into the front door here of the PY Statecast, I look around, we got Fred Ronstadt here, former city councilman, vice mayor of Tucson, enjoying a cigar here. In fact, I bet Fred is breathing a sigh of relief that he did not take a city-funded junket, had too much to drink, and started saying things to his staff. I mean, he's breathing a sigh of relief.
The day is young, man. The day is young.
He's here having a cigar. I noticed you brought a cigar here.
I brought a cigar.
What are you smoking, George?
I'm smoking a Gurkha right now. I've been kind of on a Gurkha kick, and let me see which one this is. I'm not even sure I can read it. One of the three pairs of glasses I wear, and it's probably not the right one. I think it's called a Gurkha Limited something or other. It's not the Widowmaker. I was going to bring that, but I brought my bride tonight, so
indeed.
I don't want to bring the Widowmaker when she's around.
Our bride's over there talking to each other. Looks like my bride is holding up a wad of cash.
Oh, my God. She's been to the casino.
She has been to the casino indeed. Well, I'm enjoying a nub. I believe the Oliva Cigar Company makes the nub. This is a delightful cigar for this great broadcast here. One of the few places in Southern Arizona where you can actually smoke a cigar indoors.
And how wonderful is that? I mean, you come out here, the surroundings around us are absolutely 100% top-notch, first class. You come out here, your expectations will be shattered by, incredible. The cocktail we're drinking is world class. We are, about to enjoy some food that is award-winning and renowned. If you didn't know this was out here, it would completely stun you.
That's exactly
and if you
right.
don't know about it, come out here, give it a try. You'll be amazed.
This and the special tonight, even though this is really a destination for the carnivores, all of us in Southern Arizona, the special tonight is a lovely halibut steak with parsley parmesan crust, a chipotle and charred tomato sauce with some roasted garlic mash. All of that lovingly presented to you, George Jensen, for only $24. This is extraordinary.
Well, yeah, that's the benefit of coming out to a casino. They're not here to make money on the drinks and the, plainly put, they're not trying to make money on the drinks and the food. They're trying to make money on the slot machines and the tables. So,
exactly.
So come out here and enjoy that benefit. Yeah,
right.
You might spend a few bucks at the table, but if it's like your wife, you might win a few bucks too. So
we're going to need an armored car escort back home tonight. Anyway, we talked a little bit about you spending some time in New Orleans, and I have been honored to be a guest of yours in your home for really some authentic New Orleans cuisine. I think the red beans and rice that you do is, I mean, it renders me speechless. What's the secret to authentic New Orleans cuisine?
Well, the secret to authentic New Orleans cuisine is a lot of pork fat.
I love it.
To be quite honest with you, I make the beans with lard. I put bacon in them, and I put andouille sausage in them, and I cook them a day. I actually, this year, invested in a 24-quart stock pot.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
All of my foodie friends are jealous of my big stock pot. So,
yeah, I am among them.
So my wife and I are fortunate. Every year we do go to New Orleans. I'm a member of a Mardi Gras crew, so I actually ride on a parade. We have our big party in Mardi Gras the Saturday before Mardi Gras. So I get to throw beads to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people before ending up at a party at the Superdome for 15,000 of my closest friends. So in that spirit, we throw a Mardi Gras party here in Tucson every year for our friends, usually 60 to 80 people. And also in that spirit, my wife, who is on the Community Food Bank Board for many years, started their annual Mardi Gras party. So we get about a triple dose of Mardi Gras every year. That Mardi Gras party for the food bank has grown and become quite a Tucson institution. It's one of the great charity parties that I recommend everybody take advantage of. The price is right, and it's a fantastic time.
We heard about pork fat is the base, is the love, is the intention of all things great cuisine down in New Orleans. Anyway, we're talking to George Jensen of Jensen Consulting, georgejensen.com, to learn all about this fascinating human being that I encountered about 10 years ago and celebrate every encounter I have with you along the way. George, thanks for having a party with us.
tonight. Fantastic being here, man.
Anyway, you know, when we come to PY Steakhouse, we talk a lot of great things about their wine, but from the retail wine atmosphere, there's a woman in this community that joins us about this time every Saturday at 4 o'clock to talk about the world of wine at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, to talk about the wine of the week, and her name is Yvonne Fouché. Are you with us?
I am, Matt. How is it going there? I love pork fat.
Yeah, you know, George says pork fat rules, just like Emeril Lagasse does. And I don't know what kind of a wine you would think would be appropriate to pair with pork fat. You know, that might be something for later on in the show. But anyway, Yvonne, we know Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room has been very busy these days. You've got this great themed wine tasting that happens every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. But on this show every week, Yvonne, you get to reveal the wine of the week for this week. And we're anxious to know what you got up your sleeve.
Yes, well, as you always know, I usually pick a wine that's in our weekly tasting to showcase on the show, and so you can always come down and taste it and see what I'm talking about. So this week, what we're doing is we're doing wines from Portugal, and the specific wine that I've selected, it's a red blend out of Portugal, Patrimonial Portugal specifically. The Cais Bonifácio is the winery, and the blend is, you know, Portugal has grapes that are, we've never heard of, let alone know how to pronounce. So this right. wine is a red blend of Argonnais, Castelao, and Alicante Boucher, and that is some of the easiest wines that they have there. And this is a wonderful full-bodied wine. It has aromas.
So are we talking a red meat wine here, Yvonne?
It's got plums, red berries, black fruits. It's oaked, so it has a nice tannic finish. It's not too tannic. It's not too dry. It's kind of a smooth tannic finish. And I selected this one because it's a brand-new wine in the shop, and I love showing them off and showing what we've come up with. I think I'm the only one in Tucson that actually carries it right now. It's a 2008. And it's in the tasting tonight and the last couple days, and it's absolutely wonderful. Now, I don't know if you know much about Portuguese wines, but they are the best value you're going to find these days. Just like Chile was a few years back and Spain was before that, Portuguese wines are not very well known, and therefore the price is right and the flavor is delicious.
And exactly how much does this wine of the week cost, Yvonne?
Well, Matt, you know, it's one of those wines that I wish I could say it was a lot lower. It is the top end of the shop, and it's $14.99. So it's one of my more expensive,
oh my God,
but it's well worth every dime.
You know, it's funny. Yvonne Fouché says $14.99 is at the top of the price spectrum. In fact, Yvonne stocks more than 350 wines from all over the world, and there is not one bottle of wine in the entire store that is over $15. So when you go in and you get a $14.99 premium world-class bottle of wine from Portugal, you know you're making an investment in yourself and your family and in the camaraderie and the community that you've built there at Catavinos. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and that wine's going to taste like a $30 wine. Absolutely guaranteed. This thing is so smooth and so beautiful and has so many nice flavors going on. So this one is well worth it. Portuguese wines are generally fairly inexpensive. And I said, shoot the moon on this guy. Bring her in.
That's great. Anyway, we want to thank Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, 3063 North Alvernine, just a stone's throw south of Fort Lowell. Yvonne, thank you so much for everything you do. We'll be seeing you and your entire Catavinos family here this weekend at Catavinos.
Oh, great. Welcome back, Matt, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks so much. We're going to take just a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man himself, Mr. Aaron DeFeo, right here from the PY Steakhouse. Don't go away.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting from one of our favorite places in all of the world, the wonderfully spectacular PY Steakhouse, right in the heart of the Casino del Sol Resort and Spa. And I'm here with the master himself, George Jensen of Jensen Consulting, our celebrity co-host for the hour.
I don't know about the master himself, but I'm sure enjoying some cocktails prepared by the master.
Well, you know, you had me at pork fat, George Jensen. Anyway, again, come on down and join us. The party is just getting underway here at the PY Steakhouse. And as well, we kicked off the show, George, we talked about live baiting, and we like to live bait as often
as we can.
Especially when we're on live radio. And we went up to the bar before the show started, and Aaron DeFeo himself, ladies and gentlemen, was right behind the bar, and he asked me what I wanted. I said, you know, I think I'd like a Manhattan. And he looked at me and he says, you think you want to try something different? So he thought Manhattan, and then he did that Aaron thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he produced something called a Yankee. I asked him for the hour if we could change the name to the Oriole, because I really have a hard time saying Yankee. But anyway, we're going to do the man justice and call it a Yankee and welcome him to our show, Aaron DeFeo. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, gentlemen. It is a pleasure indeed.
You have just become quite the rock star here, you know, not only in Southern Arizona, but you built up this world wide following, and tasting this lovely beverage that you put in front of us, I think, is a manifestation of the way you sort of look at mixology as a profession, as a culture, really as a promise. And this cocktail has really delivered. When I said Manhattan and you said, let's try something different, what went through your mind? And talk about this cocktail we're enjoying right now.
Well, I would love to take all the credit for this particular recipe here, but this drink, the Yankee, which is made with equal parts Buffalo Trace bourbon, Amontillado sherry, and Campari with two dashes of Peychaud's bitters, is similarly styled to a Manhattan, meaning that it has a fortified wine and it's got a bourbon or rye base, but it's also got a strongly bitter component from the Campari, which also adds a little bit of sweetness to the drink. And I would love to take credit for it, but it is an original creation of Eric Harding, who's one of my fabulous, talented bartenders here at the PY Steakhouse. Eric and his other cohort, Eric Farmalant, are both splendid mixologists, and I'm really happy and blessed to have them on staff and kind of carrying through and pushing the limits of what we're trying to do here.
I mean, go ahead, George.
I was about to say, is it pretty common for you to have some of your own designs on your menu? I took a look at the drink menu, and you know, my eyes lit up, of course, because you have a Sazerac on the menu, and that's the New Orleans in me coming out. But to have something like this, an original creation that is really an outstanding creation, it deserves a place amongst kind of the classics. What would you say is the percentage of your menu that is, you know, custom to that?
Yeah, in the resort side over here, which includes both PY Steakhouse and Prema Lobby Lounge, and also the Oasis Pool Bar, about 50 to 60% of the creations are actually original. We do want to kind of indoctrinate people into some of these great classics, and I think it's doing them a disservice if I put out a menu with 9 original drinks because they've never tried any of them, but half of the time they haven't tried any of the most amazing drinks that have ever been created.
Right.
And I certainly can't lay claim to something like the Sazerac, but we can put our own specific spin on it. We use everything is house made here, so all of our ingredients, our syrups, they're all handcrafted, so we do that specifically to control the taste profiles of all the drinks. And in particular, like, we have an old fashioned, for instance, on our menu that's bacon infused buffalo
oh my.
Trace bourbon.
Oh, he said bacon.
He said bacon.
Fresh, I'm sorry, Woodford Reserve.
Bacon and bourbon together?
Yeah, bacon, bourbon.
That's pretty much the sweet spot.
and the sweetness comes from a rosemary maple syrup.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
So,
and what a big moment for Eric Harding to have a man who has been mentoring him. I mean, he's a great mixologist in his own right, but you pulled out one of your sort of mentees cocktails. I mean, what a moment that must be for him as part of his evolution as a bartender.
Oh, yeah, to have the boss and the mentor up there shilling your cocktail is fantastic.
That's right. One of the things I love about Aaron DeFeo, and I mean this quite sincerely, is I think you think about the artisan cocktail and mixology in Southern Arizona and how we've gone from rum and coke to really, you know, masterpieces in a glass. I look at you, Aaron DeFeo, as kind of the pioneering voice in that movement. Now you're blushing, and you're becoming the color of this cocktail I'm enjoying. But you really sort of stuck your neck out a few years ago and said, you know, I think we can do things differently here in Southern Arizona, and the community responded. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's been a long and rocky road, of course, and it's still, you know, 90% of Tucson is populated by bars that are really just shot and beer bars.
Right.
And I don't know if that landscape is changing so much you know, rapidly as much as some of these institutions that have always claimed to be high-class bars that have never really taken the full leap are starting to now take that leap. And you're starting to see it from some of these more classic institutions, you know, not to name any specifically, but just some of these older, long-standing Tucson traditions for elegance. And their bar program never matched up to the tremendous food that was coming out of their kitchens.
Right.
And now they're starting to actually pay attention to that and actually bring flavors to the glass.
And it strikes me that you are somewhat riding a national and worldwide trend, but you are creating it at the front edge of the local trend. In other words, Tucson somewhat has lagged, I think, the foodie universe. And, you know, you're here as a pioneer really locally saying, you know, there's a bigger world out there than a rum and coke. You know, my parents were cocktail people, but there's a whole generation of a gap there that just kind of lost it. I mean, it was the gin and tonic and rum and coke generation. And now we're getting back to, I know what's in an old fashioned. I know what's in a Manhattan. I know how to make a Sazerac. That's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely it is. And yeah, you're right. Tucson is lagging a little bit. I think we're probably about, now we've caught up a little bit more, but we're about 2 years behind the national and international mm-hmm. cocktail trend. But we also do have some little enclaves here that are doing some tremendous cocktails that rival anything.
We're sitting right here at one of those. And as I said, you're the leading edge of the trend. And, you know, I'm thankful that you are doing so because people are taking notice. But more important, we have a place to come where we can get something that is world class and something that is unique to this particular bar and oftentimes this particular bartender. And that's something you just can't find most places.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we are trying to always keep it fresh. For instance, the cocktail you're drinking is part of our new barrel aging program. So we're barrel aging these cocktails. That Manhattan-esque cocktail that's made of a spirit and a fortified wine and possibly some bitters, we're batching those and putting them into whiskey barrels or new American oak barrels and allowing them to sit for a month, 2 months at a time to smooth out all those flavors, reincorporate them, and change that cocktail dramatically. And that's, unfortunately, the one you're tasting is not barrel-aged, but within a month you'll be able to have those pretty much, not casino-wide, but resort-wide here.
Certainly, and what a fantastic spin on things to do. So I look forward to another cocktail when I order a Sazerac. I want to see what your spin is on that. I noticed you use absinthe in it, which I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come over to the bar. We'll whip you one up.
I know, and when Aaron DeFeo says that, friends, this is a time when you can really take part in history. When Aaron DeFeo makes you a cocktail, you become part of history, and in fact, you will be history if you have two or three of these. That's the way it works. Aaron DeFeo, always a pleasure having you on the show. You're one of our great heroes here in Southern Arizona. I love that you have sort of, we've got 30 seconds remaining, but you've established the local chapter of the American Bartenders Guild. I mean, this is a commitment to the profession of bartending and mixology that you take seriously, and your customers here can share in that celebration.
Well, thank you very much for having me on, guys. It's been a real pleasure.
Aaron DeFeo, master mixologist at the Casino del Sol Resort and Spa. We're here broadcasting live from the PY Steakhouse in the heart of Happy Hour right here at the Casino del Sol. We're going to take a quick Fox News commercial break. And when we come back, Maitre D' Kevin Brady is going to be with us. And he's going to be giving away a gift certificate to one lucky listener. You don't want to miss that. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting from the heart of Happy Hour at PY Steakhouse at the lovely, spectacular, unbelievable Casino del Sol Resort and Spa. In fact, George Jensen, our celebrity co-host, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I've raised my expectations.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as I said when I walked in, I was blown away by what I saw here and what I've experienced here. I hadn't realized, and I haven't been out here, frankly, since the hotel was built, and they have raised the bar many, many times over.
They have indeed.
And you walk in the door, and you don't know you're in Tucson. You are literally transported to a new and better world.
That's what I love about this place. And we've had so many celebrity sightings today. We've got former city councilman and vice mayor Fred Ronstadt is here. In fact, there's Mr. On from On del Sol is right here smiling, you know, wondering why we're not eating sushi. But, you know, PY Steakhouse, it's all about the steak.
He's
and
over
about
having cocktails with our wives. Have you noticed?
Exactly
they're over here
doing.
Working,
right.
Sweating on the radio.
Well, and my wife is spending the money. She just won.
Well, that's good. She's pizza, at least you won the money that you
got. That's exactly right. You know, it's not just about steak here at the PY Steakhouse. In fact, Carlos Cuestas, our sous chef here at the PY Steakhouse, tells me that he's got a great halibut on special tonight, a parsley parmesan-crusted halibut with a chipotle charred tomato sauce and roasted garlic mash. For only $24.
Oh, my God.
Carlos Cuestas, how you doing, man?
Very good.
So this halibut that you've talked about, you know, people think you're going to go to a steakhouse, and, of course, you're going to get the greatest beef available. And, in fact, when you come to the PY Steakhouse, that is a statement that you can stand by authentically. But you've got a great seafood program here. Talk a little bit about this halibut that's on special tonight.
That's great. We have great halibut tonight, as you heard, a parmesan crusted. It's fabulous. Been flying out the window. We sold it yesterday and had to get a whole more... a whole new inventory today so that we could fly them out the window again.
Yeah. Well, you know they're popular when you have to reorder midway through.
That's exactly right. Anyway, thanks so much for everything you're doing in the kitchen. We're going to catch up with you in just a bit and actually have a chance to taste some of your majesty, and we're happy that you've hosted this great party out here. But, you know, when you think about the PY Steakhouse and you think about, you know, world-class hosts and maitre d's, really not only in southern Arizona but across the great Southwest, there's a number of pathways that lead to a number of people. One of our favorite people here is the man himself, Mr. Kevin Brady. Kevin, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Matthew, George, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Doesn't he have a voice for radio?
He does.
Doesn't he do it?
Oh, you're just trying to butter me.
Yeah, you got to put. Steak. That's exactly right. He said steak and butter in the
steak
same
sense. Steak and butter in the same sense.
Anyway, Kevin Brady. I mean, we're having a great time out here at the PY Steakhouse. We were out here a couple of months ago, back when our radio show was on another station in town. But now we've shot for the moon and we reached it here on the Heritage News Talk Station KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. And we got to know a little bit more about you and a little bit more about the steakhouse. But for someone who's never been out to the PY Steakhouse among our listening audience, what can you tell them about this wonderful restaurant as a place, as a setting?
Well, you know what I mean, we raise your expectation. When people walk in the door, it's like walking into another world. It's like Vegas and Disneyland all rolled up into one with a great restaurant. So nothing that you would expect, obviously, in a smaller secondary city like Tucson. And when people come in here, they love it. They walk away, they love the taste of the food, the service, everything's great. But mostly I would say that folks can come here and expect a great entertainment environment.
Yeah, and that's what this really is. It really is a destination for great culinary experience and entertainment, especially now that you have this world-class resort and spa. Come out here, spend the weekend, get a room. As a matter of fact, I'm going to suggest that my wife and I do just that, George.
A little gambling, a cigar, a cocktail, a great steak, or a piece of halibut.
Or a piece of halibut. Anyway, but talking about raise your expectations, you go into a steakhouse, and we all have this sort of vision, Kevin Brady, about dark mahogany panels, leather, you know, candle. I mean, you walk
old school Chicago.
You walk into the PY Steakhouse, and it's like this illumination of possibilities. What talk about the ideas for the aesthetic of PY, because it's not a dark, clubby, you know, smoke filled room.
No, and if you look at the chandeliers, they're reminiscent of all the great casinos and dining rooms in Las Vegas. When you come in, a gentleman by the name of Van Damme designed the hotel. And it's made for everyone to love. You come in, it's very uplifting, the colors, and of course when you sit down and have a fabulous meal and accompanied by a great wine, it's a wonderful experience.
You know, we know every place that you have in sort of the evolution, the Kevin Brady story, which is probably coming out now on DVD.
Get your signature copies.
You have landed at really some of the world class restaurants along your professional journey. And when I heard that you were sort of brought on to head up the program here at PY, we really all celebrated because we know the Kevin Brady touch. We know that Kevin Brady influence, and it really is manifest out here at PY. And summertime is summertime in Tucson, right? And so, you know, you think creative will be about keeping people interested and involved and active and getting out of their homes in the summertime. But you guys have stuff going on this summer, I think. You know, it's really starting this month in June that really helped to redefine what a great culinary atmosphere and environment is in southern Arizona in the hot months of June. What do you have going on this summer food-wise that's going to pique our curiosity, Kevin?
We've got some great things, Matt. We're going to be busy all summer long, and most people think Tucson is one of those little sleepy towns that when the When it gets a little hotter here in the summer, it slows down, but it doesn't. We've got throughout June, July, August, we have our wine dinners continuing on June 12th and the 26th, always at 6 p.m. We've got California Blue Chip Wines on the 12th, and trust your importer. That's a real important thing. Especially when we've got some of these great wines here. We'll be doing that throughout the summer, and we have Prime Rib Wednesday, and then you're going to be sampling some of the things that Carlos is going to bring out here a little later on, our seafood sampler, charcuterie plate. So things that are something for everyone. Chef Eric enjoying himself in Monterey, but Carlos is here to speak on his behalf, and we'll be putting out a new menu this week, actually, for the opening of the summer kickoff. We're going to have pool parties over at the the pool. So lots of great stuff. But you know what? I'll let Carlos talk a little bit if you want on the menu. He's going to give you an idea of just what we're offering.
That's great. Before we talk to Carlos, I just want to make sure that there's not a typo on that. I mean, I'm looking at my notes here. And, we love these wine dinners that you guys do out here. Of course, at 6 o'clock p.m. on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, you get a four-wine-paired course dinner. Four courses with wine. Now, I think there's like a one missing from this price. Says $45.
I was going to question this too. $45 per person?
It's the best price in town. We feature premium wines, just wonderful food, great service. And the whole idea is we have a retail license here. So we love to offer collectors, novices, people that come in here, just great deal on this, so in hopes that on the way out they might pick up a bottle or a case of wine, and we'll match or better any price in town. So.
Well, I see also that you run summer specials where you offer some of your wines for $20 a bottle.
We do, and that's, as you know, throughout town, through the summer, that's a real important thing. Some people do the half off or second bottle free, and what we've done is we've a little bit of a twist on this, so any still fortified or sparkling wine, we'll offer something for $20 each night when people come in here. So we'll rotate, and there'll be something great each night of the week.
That's unbelievable.
Fantastic. And it's kind of like showing up and getting a surprise.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
You're not
right.
Sure what's going to be there, and but you know it's going to be good because you know the people involved.
That's
here.
Right. There's always something up Kevin Brady's sleeve. Again, that's the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., and you can get all the information at CasinoDelSol.com. Just click on dining, navigate your way to the PY Steakhouse, and we promise you'll be here within minutes of going on.
Absolutely.
That website.
So
anyway, Kevin,
make an evening of it, make a weekend of it.
This is great. We want to definitely get caught up with Chef Carlos Cuestas, the sous chef over here, Carlos, because we touched lightly on the halibut, and you've brought out some things for us to taste, which we're going to do here in just a few minutes. But give our listeners a sense, Chef, about how you begin to put a menu together that is going to satisfy sort of the discriminating palates of people all across this community. Of course, if you really want a beautiful, aged, gorgeous cut of beef, this is the place to come. But your menu is really expanded, past six. How do you approach
from our
that?
Beef, we have great, great lighter fare accommodations for this summer. We have a lot of what we have as our signature is our seafood sampler, which has great fresh seafood product. We use Sea of Cortez fresh fish for our ceviche. We have Alaskan king crab legs. We have awesome huge prawns. They're white Mexican shrimp. So everything is very fresh. And like I said, we're very accommodating for this summer. And we have tons of specials. We have surf and turfs. We have a lot of menu changes coming up next week. And we're just ready to kick this summer off.
That's fantastic. So when it gets down to the beef, though, I want to talk, there's choice, there's prime, there's all that kind of stuff.
Carlos is handing you one. He's a meat man.
he's like, wait, I thought we were talking about steak.
With Matt, it always comes back to the beef.
That's right. We actually did a trivia question on our Facebook page today. And for friends, if you're not following us and liking us on Facebook, do that, because we give away restaurant gift certificates all the time. We do some fun. We play some trivia games. I put out a question that said, for what U.S. city is a steak that is prepared charred on the outside and raw to rare on the inside? And it was fun to see people. Go ahead, you can guess.
Pittsburgh?
It's Pittsburgh style. Are there any fellow Pittsburghians here that come into the PY Steakhouse and ask for that wonderful preparation?
Quite often.
There's a guy named Patrick O'Connor that lives in town, and he's a big Pittsburgh.
Patrick O'Connor, the indisputable the celebrity here at the PY Steakhouse.
The one and only.
The one and only. I love a great Pittsburgh preparation, and you're doing that nightly here, Chef?
That's right. We'll do it. Accommodate anyone. Anything you'd like. And we do that. We make it a point to make relationships with our customers and remember what it is you like, so that when you come in the door, we can have it ready.
That's great. What's the big heavy hitter? When someone comes in here and they've heard us talk about this wonderful place, they really want a gorgeous cut of beef, they're going to come in here. Is there a standout cut?
Signature.
Our T-bone is phenomenal.
Your T-bone.
The T-bone is phenomenal.
What makes it
it's
so,
like,
chef?
Butter. Always to your liking. I haven't heard any criticism about it. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love coming out of chef's mouth.
A tender T-bone.
Right here.
You're really hard-pressed to do better.
Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to put you on the spot. You think T-bone and you think porterhouse. Give me the difference.
To be honest, our T-bone is a porterhouse.
Oh, it is a porterhouse. Okay. So there's people like me that think there's some culinary
magic
distinction
difference
between the two, but a porterhouse really is nothing but a T-bone.
It's supposed to be smaller, but you don't see much small here at PY.
All right.
Nice.
Go
big or you go home.
Go big or go home. When was the last time someone ordered a well-done steak, chef?
Ooh.
Thank you that you have to pause.
Yeah. They
really
see that as an opportunity to educate here.
That's right.
But if that's what you want, that's what you get.
Because because you're going to get what you want right here at the PY
that's
Steakhouse.
Right.
We'd love to taste some of your preparations. So we're going to talk to Kevin Brady. Maybe you can bring over some plates for us to try.
Ooh.
Because we're going to put your very assertive claims to the test that this is a place unlike any others here. Again, we're broadcasting live at the PY Steakhouse right here in the heart of Happy Hour. Violet Hour, in fact, starts at 5 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And then the fun continues. Dinner is available until what time, Kevin Brady?
11 o'clock tonight.
Whoa, dinner to 11 o'clock.
Nice to have a fine dining restaurant with hours that go to 11. And
that's right. So you have nightly specials going on out here as well. You know, there's always something new happening out here at the PY Steakhouse. What kinds of things are you doing, throughout the week? Are you doing special happy hour prices?
It's exciting. It usually ties into different events that we have. The pool party, Aaron will do some wonderful pool drinks. But usually what we'll do is we'll have some kind of a feature right out in front. Typically it might be a wine table. If we have a wine event in here, we'll feature their product. Like we had mentioned before, the $4 glasses of Chalon, $4 Bueller Chardonnay.
Nice.
We had some Mexican beers out front the other night. And so when you're going by on your way to Ava, Sammy Hagar was here the other night for dinner.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
So
what did he have?
I'm sworn to secrecy.
Oh. I feel like I'm talking to Canyon Ranch or somewhere. That's
exactly.
That's confidential.
We can't tell you about what he had.
He was actually drinking the Kubler Riesling, an Alsatian Riesling, dry Riesling, and he had a T-bone.
Nice.
Well, you know, Chef was right. I mean, he's going right for the T-bone. So what we want to do, we've got just about another 3 or 4 minutes until we go to the trivia question. So, Chef, can you bring some of that over for us to try? Because we want to see what this is all about. You know, I've known George Jensen, sometimes goes for the beef, sometimes goes for the seafood. But now, my goodness. All right, so here comes Chef.
Oh, my heavens.
And we don't quite...
This is all about presentation for the moment here.
We don't quite know how to begin.
You know, you eat with your eyes first.
Chef, what
my eyes are very pleased.
What in the world have you put together for us?
This here is our signature seafood sampler.
That is a raw bar that they bring to your table.
It's
no, I am not saying that lightly. This is gorgeous.
It's a seafood tower. So you've got two tiers. Talk about what's up on top.
Two tiers. Yes, on the top tier, we have our snow crab claws. We have our white Mexican shrimp. They're huge, jumbos. And then we have our oysters, fresh, raw oysters.
Oh, my.
Right now, we're using Fanny Bays, but we like to explore lots of different varieties.
Oh, I love a Fanny Bay oyster.
Well, listen to
you.
I
have cousins that lived on Fanny Bay.
I don't know where Fanny Bay is.
It is on the east coast of Vancouver Island. And it's just north of Nanaimo, and it is a beautiful place, and Fanny Bay oysters are to live and die for.
All right, we're going to go right into this oyster because, I love a great oyster. It's
ice cold.
Could you
hand me one of those bottles of a Southern Louisiana Love?
Oh, that.
We have little miniature bottles of Tabasco
beautiful
here. I'm a very happy man.
All right, well, I've got a microphone in one hand and an oyster shell in the other. I can't operate the Tabasco.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this.
But
so
I'm going
to
go ahead and slurp slurp this beauty right here.
I'm going to try a crab claw.
Lots of those crab claws bite back.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. Just a beautiful salty brine on that. It got a little bit of sweetness on that oyster. You know, there's a world of flavors when you're doing oysters. These are absolutely beautiful. Serve them ice cold on this rod. Now, talk about your sauces here.
Yes, our sauces on the lower tier. You have our cocktail sauce, just some raw horseradish, and then a lemon aioli.
And a lemon aioli and that's some cocktail correct. Sauce. And so this is the Seafood Tower. People ordering this then just to kind of get started with the PY experience before they go in for the granddaddy? Or how do they, this is available for happy hour? This is
it's a great beginning to a great meal.
Oh, my. And it is just beautiful. I've just been sampling the crab claw, and it's butter.
It's absolutely butter.
Absolutely butter.
Okay. Our little personalized Tabascos.
I'm about to Tabasco-ize my oyster.
Anyway, we've got listeners out there that want to get in on this PY action, and Kevin Brady and his charity is going to provide you with the opportunity to try PY Steakhouse for yourself. If you want to call in and guess the answer to the trivia question, first person to call in with the right answer is going to be a guest of Kevin Brady and enjoy a lovely dining encounter right here at the PY Steakhouse. Kevin Brady wants to know, how many wines are on the wine list here at the PY Steakhouse? How many wines are on the wine list? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now, at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. No, Fred Ronstadt, you're not. Well, I guess you're eligible.
Operators
you're,
are
you're
standing
not my co-host
by.
Today. Anyway, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift certificate for PY Steakhouse. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu, live. It's Matt Russell and my celebrity co-host who's got a crab claw.
I was mid-crab claw when you started talking, and my God, those are good.
George Jensen of Jensen Consulting is here, georgejensen.com, for all for the man, the mystery, the myth, the magic, the multitude of madness, George Jensen.
Your festival of M's, Matt
That's
Russell.
That's exactly what's happened. There's a lot of alliteration here at the PY Steakhouse, where we're broadcasting live right in the heart of happy hour at the Casino del Sol Resort and Spa. We're talking to Chef Carlos Cuestas and Maitre d' Kevin Brady. And we've got callers that are calling in that think they know the answer to the trivia question. Again, how many wines are on the PY Steakhouse wine list? Let's not waste any time. Let's go right to line one and say hi to Tony. Tony, what's going on?
How you doing, Matt?
Doing really well. Hey, we want to be able to provide you with an opportunity to try PY Steakhouse for yourself. We want to know how many wines are on this wine list. What say you?
On the wine list or just what they've got there available?
Kevin?
Yeah, on the wine list. So how many labels do we offer?
How many labels on the wine list?
20.
It's only a one-hour show, Tony. Only a one-hour show.
20.
20.
Ooh.
Way low.
Little low.
Little higher. Anyway, thanks for calling, Tony, and thanks for listening. That opens up a line at 880-5678, 880-KNST. How many wines are on the PY Steakhouse wine list? We're going to go to line two and say hi to David. David, what's going on?
Hey, it's happy hour.
Yes, it is.
And it sounds like you're well on your way.
I know you guys waited all day just to hear that.
Indeed we did. How many wines are on the wine list, David?
I'm going to shoot for 100.
All right, he says 100.
Still a little low.
Still a little bit low. Anyway, David, have fun for the rest of your happy hour. That opens up a line at 880-5678, 880-KNST. Kevin Brady wants to know if you know how many wines are on the wine list at the... Oh, thank you, Aaron DeFeo. My goodness.
More drinks are
Another
arriving,
cocktail.
Matt. You may be the happiest person on earth.
And you're going to get a gift certificate to enjoy PY Steakhouse for yourself. Again, 880-KNST. Kat, who do we have on the line? No idea his name, but anyway, we're going to see if he knows how many wines are on the wine list. Go ahead. What do you say?
I think it'd be
405. Oh, my. Are you psychic or psychotic? That's
405, he said, Kevin. I can't, that can't be. It's too high, isn't it? Or it sounds like a lot of wine.
No, it's right around 410.
Well, was it right around 410. Is that close enough?
That's close enough
for Kevin Brady, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, what's your name, sir?
Fred.
All right, anyway, Fred, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks so much for calling. And guess what? You are going to be a guest of Kevin Brady right here at the PY Steakhouse. So don't go away. Stay on the line because Kat is going to get all your information and you are going to get a gift card in the mail from us. Anyway, congratulations.
Thanks
so much. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, nice to know our radio show is listening people far and wide here.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Kevin, 410 wines on the wine list?
Yeah. That was our opening list, and we'll expand to probably 500.
That's extraordinary.
And so
that's Vegas level.
That's, yeah, that's 405 wines. And are you doing a regular rotation of these? Do you have kind of a sort of a good, comfortable list of about 90 that you're regularly rotating? Or how do you?
It might be a little bit lower than that, maybe about 50 or 60 that move consistently. And we'll probably turn this inventory several times during the year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And is there one particular bottle that when someone orders it, it makes the sommelier and the maitre d' and everybody just sort of smile and say, there's someone here that knows?
Something obscure like a Donna Ginevra Verdicchio from the Marche region in Italy.
Oh, say that again, because I have goosebumps.
Donna Ginevra. The winemaker named it after his wife. It's beautiful. It's full of acidity, beautiful fruit. And it actually would go well with what Carlos has brought out for seafood today.
What would you pair with this tonight? What type of wine? Where would you be on this?
You know, I would. I would go to the east coast of Italy, and I would mm-hmm. I would pair it with a Verdicchio, something. You know, you look at Karen McNeil's Wine Bible, and she tells you, look at the culture, look at where they live, mm-hmm. look at where people live. And I would go with a nice summer white. It's that season, mm-hmm. something that has nice acidity to match the seafood, and it would be just a great pairing.
Gorgeous. Nice. Now, when we talked about Chef Carlos Cuestas' T-Bone, you know, the beautiful sort of charred, rare Pittsburgh style, if you're like me and love that sort of the texture differences and the profile differences, what's sort of that one wine? And that's one thing that I love about PY is the Sommelier in the Wine program. You like to debunk a lot of myths because you don't automatically just think about the sort of the standard cab route, which yeah. there's some wonderful cabs on the menu. What's that one wine that you think is going to stand up beautifully to Chef's T-Bone that he talked about?
Probably a Susana Balbo Malbec from
Malbec.
Her signature.
You had
Malbec
me at Malbec.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah, we had a Malbec dinner a couple weeks ago, and people just love it.
A beautiful Argentinian Malbec at a little restaurant in Cottonwood, Arizona last weekend. I grew up in Sedona, and so I spend quite a bit of time up there still. And we had a great little Argentinian Malbec at a restaurant in downtown Cottonwood.
Beautiful.
Beautiful area as well.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Chef, talk a little bit about this. We've got about another 2 minutes remaining. We had a great seafood tower, which George and I ascended with great pride.
Some of us are still climbing.
Some of us are still climbing. Talk about this lovely centerpiece here that you put in front of us here.
Yes, I brought out a charcuterie platter that has a great assortment of different items you can choose from. A few of the cheeses I have here are some Welsh cheddar. Very sharp. Excellent to pair with wine also. Some Arcona almonds. Some Humboldt Fog. A great goat cheese. A little porter cheese.
Mm.
And then we also have these, which would be my favorite, jalapeno bacon wrapped dates.
They're to die for. Oh, my heavens.
Jalapeno.
Little sweet and little spice.
Bacon wrapped
dates,
George.
Matt, can I just say thank you so much for having me on the program?
That's what we do. So, again, another place, a lovely place to start your PY experience with this charcuterie board, which is some wonderfully aged cheeses and some wonderful meats. This is just gorgeous.
Wow.
And I think
thank
the presentation
you.
Is as much of the experience as the taste is, and you guys do not cut any corners here. Chef Carlos Cuestas in the kitchen tonight. You've got a long line of people that are going to be coming in here tonight. We want to get you back to the kitchen. It's a rare occasion, George, when the chef comes out and spends some time with
us. Well, and isn't it great? And if you're thinking about a place to come down tonight or anytime soon, whether it's for a night or a weekend, you absolutely will not go wrong here. You will come back over and over. And as they say, they've got some regulars here that they know them by name. Become one of those people, and you'll have a smile on your face on a pretty regular basis.
We're going to have a smile on our face for the rest of the night. Kevin Brady, thank you so much for everything that you do here at the PY Steakhouse. Always a pleasure catching up with you.
Thank you.